Hallelujah. 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 If you could stand with me, if everyone could stand. I believe I have a word from the Lord. I'm not going to be long. If you could turn with me to 1 Samuel 22, verse 1. 1 Samuel 22, verse 1. Hallelujah. Let's cry out to the Lord. Amen. That's okay. David, therefore, departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Now you can pick one of these. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Then I'd like to read Psalms 42 and verse 5. Psalms 42 and verse 5. Hallelujah. When you find it, say amen. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in the Lord, in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Hallelujah. If you could bow your hearts with me, Father, we thank you this afternoon for visiting Rehoboth. Lord, for being in our presence. Lord, anoint, O God, the words that I shall speak, Lord God, that they will edify, that they will bless, that they will encourage, that they will direct. We thank you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Turn to someone and tell them, better talk to yourself. Better talk to yourself. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. My topic for this message is, you better talk to yourself. Better talk to yourself. Amen. When we look at the life of David, it's a strange, strange life if you really look at it closely. Called from a young age when he was a teenager to be king, but still not having that dream fulfilled. All he was a little shepherd's boy when the prophet Samuel came to his hometown and looked for someone to be anointed king. And first of all, his father Jesse put all his brothers, because they looked the part. They were big and strong and tall and good looking, but they weren't the one that God had chosen. See, God says, not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. Sometimes when we look at a situation, we think we know the answer, but that may not be God's way. Because he doesn't get glory in our power, in our understanding, in our might. He gets glory in his power, his understanding, and his might. So none of David's brothers were the one. They couldn't find one. And finally Samuel says, is there not another one? Don't you have any more? Is this all of your sons? And Jesse said, well, yes, there's one more. But even as his father, he never thought about him. He never considered that he could be the one. But Samuel says, bring him forth. And David was probably only about 17, a youth, a teenager, when Samuel said, this is the one. When God told Samuel, this is who I have called to be king. And he took the horn, which had the oil of anointing, and poured it over him. And you would think, probably David thought, wow, this is it. This is the day. This is when all my troubles are finished. Little did he know, it was just the beginning of the day of his troubles. Because the Bible says many are the afflictions, amen, of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Hallelujah. Sometimes just because you're called, just because you're anointed, doesn't mean you're not going to have trouble. Doesn't mean you're going to go through life with no issues, with no situations. In fact, the Bible tells us that in this life we shall have tribulations. The Bible says if we suffer with him, we shall also what? Reign with him. And we see in this story that it took David many years before he finally was king. But in all of this, he followed God. He did not give up. He did not doubt. But there were some rough times in his life. Probably the roughest time in his life was when he was running from Saul. Saul was about to kill him, and he had to run that very night. Jonathan, Saul's son, warned him, "My father's going to kill you." And David had to run with nothing, no sword, no nothing. He had to run for his life. And he came to the town of Nob, which was where all the priests were. And he came to the priest and he said, "I'm hungry, I'm starving. Is there anything to eat?" And the priest said, "Well, we have nothing to eat except the hallowed bread, the sacred bread that belongs to the priests. And we have just taken that bread that hasn't been eaten out of the tabernacle. But it really shouldn't be eaten by you." Well, David said, "I'm about to die. Give me the bread." And so he ate the anointed bread, the manna that he was not as a priest only should have been able to eat. And he took it and he said, "Do you have any weapons?" And he said, "The only weapon we have is the sword of Goliath, the giant that you killed." He said, "Give it to me." And David ran away and he left Israel and he went to the Philistines, to the king of Achish. But he knew that his enemies was not a better place. Sometimes we run from God to the worst place. And when he went there, he knew that they would probably kill him because he had killed so many of them. So he decided in his panic, "I'm going to have to act crazy." So he started to slobber, and he started going like he was crazy. And they brought him before the king, and he said, "Why have you brought this crazy man? Something has made him mad. Why did you bring this man to waste my time?" So his little plan of deception worked, so they kicked him out. But he had nowhere to go. And we read in verse 22 of 1 Samuel 1 that he ended up in a cave. And this place was a little town called Adullam. And he ended up hiding out in this cave. It said in verse 1, "David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam." This is where he ended up, living in a cave. Even though God had blessed him, God had anointed him to be king, even though he had been struggling all this time for many years, he ended up living in a cave. And it was not just any old cave. It was this cave where a whole band of people who were in similar trouble. It seems that, you know, trouble loves company. And we see that all the people that gathered to him, it says everyone that was discontented, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was in distress, that's who came to David in this cave. Everyone that was in trouble, that's where all the people who were running away ended up. So he gathered a band of discontents, of people who were struggling, people who were in trouble. It wasn't the rich and famous. It wasn't the people who were doing well. It was the people who had a great need. Amen. Today, if you're in distress, if you're discontented, if you're under pressure, if you're struggling, you're in the right company. Hallelujah. You're in the right place. Hallelujah. David ended up living in a cave. He had nowhere to go. He had to be running for his life, hiding all the time. And you know what David did? He decided to talk to himself. You know, sometimes in this society, when people talk to themselves, it's a sign of madness. It's a sign of being crazy. If you see someone talking to themselves, muttering to themselves, you say, "Okay, well, I'm going to cross the other side. I'm going to let them talk to themselves." But I want you to know, in this case, you better talk to yourself. Because there may come a time when you're in the cave of Adullam where there's no one around to help you. There's no pastor to pray for you. There's no government help. There's no job. You're struggling. You're under pressure. You're in distress. I'm telling you, it's time to talk to yourself. So David, in Psalms 42, verse 5, he started to talk to himself. He said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" He decided to look himself in the mirror and started to say to himself, "Listen, why are you so down? Why are you depressed? You understand what you're going through. It's only normal to feel down and depressed when you're struggling. But you know what you have to do? If there's no one else to talk to you, you better start talking to yourself. Because God called David a man after his own heart. So I guess it's okay to talk to yourself if you say the right things. If you're saying the right things. David said, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul?" He started to say to himself, "Why are you feeling depressed, David? Don't you know you're called to be king? Don't you know you're anointed? Yeah, you haven't seen it yet. But the promises of God are yea and amen. Don't you know you are special? You are chosen? You are unique? You're a peculiar people? So you're living in a cave, but why are you cast down? Don't you know it's going to happen? Don't you know even though the vision tarry, wait for it, it's going to happen?" So David decided he was going to have a conversation with himself. I can imagine other people were saying, "David, what kind of song are you writing? What kind of music is that? It sounds like a dirge." You know, I can really relate to this. Because when I was growing up, and I probably told you this before, when I would come home from high school and I was feeling down, I would go to the piano and I'd start playing some sad songs. I would start talking to myself through music because this was what this was. This was a psalm. But unlike a psalm of praise, this was David singing to himself. "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me?" He's talking to himself and he's saying, "Listen, you know you are to hope in God. You know you're supposed to believe in God. You know you got to trust in God. You were anointed king. The Samuel came and he poured the oil over you. You've got the Holy Ghost. Why are you feeling so distressed? Why are you down? Saul is after your life, but why are you down? Why don't you hope thou in God? For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance." He's talking to himself. He's trying to encourage himself. See, most people, when they see people talking to themselves, they're crazy. You ever seen them walking along the street? We've seen them. There's a lot of people in the streets of Milwaukee. But you know what? It depends what you're saying. Sometimes that's exactly what you got to do, is encourage yourself. That's exactly what you got to do, is say, "Listen, I'm a child of the king, Satan. You've been kicking me all this week. You've been stomping on me all this week, but I'm a child of the king." David said, "Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. I might not feel like it right now. I might not feel like it Monday, but you know, I'm going to keep on, and by Thursday, I'm going to be praising him." That's exactly what David was saying. "I'm going to start out writing a song to myself, but in the end, I'm going to end up praising him because he is my God." It's time for us to talk to ourselves. Do you know this is biblical? In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, let me show you somebody who talked to themselves and got the deliverance, got the healing. In Mark chapter 5, 25, it speaks about the woman with the issue of blood. Nobody told her anything. Nobody said, "Go to Jesus and you will be healed." Nobody helped her in any fashion, but she pressed through the crowd. In Mark 5:25, she says, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things." Let's say suffered. Have you been suffering many things? You better talk to yourself. You need to start to say some words of encouragement. Quote some scriptures to yourself. Don't wait for me. Don't wait to call me. But start telling you, "I can be a conqueror through him." Hallelujah. "I can come to a throne of grace." Hallelujah. You need to start talking to yourself. Because sometimes you can't get hold of me. Sometimes you can't get hold of your sister. But if you can get hold of the word of God, if you can get hold of a promise of God, as I was saying in Sunday school, we need to stand on the promise, not the problem. If you stand on the problem, you will fail. But if you stand on the promise, you can never fail. "A certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians." She had gone to every doctor her money could buy. She had gone to the podiatrist. She'd gone to the gynecologist. She'd gone to all the doctors that there were in those days and had spent all that she had. She was down to being broke through medical expenses and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Instead of helping her, they made her situation worse. None of their potions, none of their medicine worked. There was no one to help. Nothing could be done. So she decided to talk to herself. when she had heard of Jesus. You see, all of you have heard of Jesus. All of us have heard of Jesus. We've heard that he can heal. We've heard that he can deliver. We've heard that he's a savior. We've heard that he's a redeemer, that he can forgive, that he can uplift, that he can pick you up when you're down. She heard he was a healer. And no one was going to let her in. Everybody else wanted to touch Jesus, but came in the press behind and touched the hem of his garment. Here's where she talked to herself. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. I'm telling you, it's time for us to tell ourselves something. If I can touch Jesus today, if I can reach out by faith, I shall be whole. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what this week portends, if I can touch him today, you need to tell yourself, if I can touch him today, I shall be made whole. No matter what the trouble is, no matter what I'm struggling with, you need to talk to yourself. You need to talk to yourself till you believe it. You know, that is how propaganda works. That's what the German Nazis used to say. They said, tell something, a lie, until you believe it. Well, I'm telling you, tell the truth till you believe it. That Jesus is a healer. He's a redeemer. He's my salvation. The trouble is, even the truth, we don't believe. But she said, if I but touch his garments... If I can touch his gum, she said it. She was talking to herself. She dare not let anyone in the crowd know what her condition was, because she was actually breaking the law. She shouldn't have been out because blood defiled. She was not allowed to be in a crowd. So she was definitely talking to herself. I'm telling you today, who's going to talk to themselves? You need to say like David, soul, why art thou cast down? Why am I looking at my troubles like I have no help? My hope is in Jesus. That's what David said. I'm going to talk to myself. I don't care if these people in this cave are in distress or discontent. They're all crazy, so I might as well be crazy for Jesus too. Imagine if you were told you were going to be king. Immediately we would think of all the wealth, all the servants, all of the benefits. But instead, here you are running for your life in a cave. And what's worse, all the people around you are no help. David couldn't ask these people for help. It said every one of them was in debt. Can I borrow $10? He wasn't going to get any help in that cave. Everybody else was in distress. Everybody else was discontent, was grumbling. In fact, they would have probably told him, shut up, I don't need to hear your troubles. Sometime the world will tell you, shut up, I don't want to hear about what you got to talk about. Then you have to talk to yourself. You got to take your own medicine. You got to say, I got to do better. I'm coming to church no matter how my body feels. Hallelujah. You got to talk to your situation and tell the devil you're a liar. I'm not crazy as ye suppose, but this is that which was spoken of by Joel the prophet. Why is it that the world always thinks us crazy? Something to do with the Holy Spirit. But you can talk to yourself if you are saying the right thing. Hallelujah. This woman knew better than to try and tell the crowd her troubles. They say, who are you, woman? We all got problems. Amen. You try to tell anyone your problem who's got some problems too, they start telling you their problem. You think you got problems? Let me tell you something about my day. That's why you got to talk to yourself. See, if you were to call me, I might just unload on you. I better not call Pastor again. But there is one you can call who will never hang up on you. There is one who will never turn you down. There is one who won't refuse your call. There's one where you have a direct connection, where they cannot disconnect the line for non-payment. There's one who you can call all the time. See, David had a secret. I'm going to tell you David's secret. When there was no one else to talk to, David talked to himself. That's what he did. In fact, you will find in Psalm 42, he says it twice. In Psalm 43, he repeats it. He is talking to himself all the time. He's saying, how come my soul is feeling like this? How come I'm feeling so distressed? And then he says, you know I'm feeling that way right now, but I am going to hope in God. Somehow I'm going to keep praising him until this goes. I'm going to praise this away. I'm going to praise my distress away. You see, he knew the secret. That's why God called him a man after his own heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes we end up in a cave with all kinds of mess. There weren't any priests there for him to go, please pray for me. It said that all the people there were in distress, in debt. He couldn't even borrow a nickel. 400 people just like you in a mess. What are you going to do? Not call Ghostbusters. Got to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are going to end up in a cave sometimes. David didn't write a psalm. He said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but he could have penned a psalm about being in a cave. You know, and a cave is even worse than a valley, because in a valley you can look up and you can see some light. But when you're in a cave, there's nothing to look up to. And that's when you need to talk to yourself. He kept on talking to his soul, and he said, soul, you better buck up. You better get right. You better look at God's plan for your life. You better remember when Samuel came and poured that oil upon you. You better remember the day you were baptized and you made a confession of faith and said, I'm going to follow you, Jesus. Sometimes we need to talk to ourselves, even if the world thinks we're crazy. You know what I do when I'm driving? I put on my dark glasses. I don't want to let them see what I'm weeping and bawling before God, but that's what I do. I put on my glasses, and I start to talk to myself. I say, Lord, I need to do better. I need to be more faithful. Lord, I know what you called me to. I know what you want from me. I'm going to do better. It's actually a three-way conversation, but the Lord's just listening to me talk. And he's listened to me make promises. But I want to get to the place like David, I can say, listen, even though right today, maybe this Sunday, you're not feeling the best. Maybe you're looking at this week and saying, what am I going to do? But David said this, I will hope. I will hope. You know, if you're a believer, you always have hope. You are never without hope. No matter whatever it looks like, you always have hope. He said, I'm going to hope in my God. I'm going to hope in his countenance, because one day, it may be Wednesday, maybe Thursday, his face is going to shine upon me. It says, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt. How are you going to get help from people, all of them in distress? Everyone is in discontent. Probably, I won't say it. I was going to say there's probably very few people in this church you could go borrow $10,000 from. Maybe nobody. I don't know. But you know who you can go and go to? You can go to the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Get a party conversation going with you, yourself, and him. Amen. I don't say you, myself, and I, but you, yourself, and him. See, we are going to sometimes find ourselves in the cave of Adullam. Even though you have been anointed, even though the prophet came and poured the oil out on you, even though you're destined for greatness, there is a path you're going to have to go through. There is a place you're going to have to walk where God is going to put you in a place to test you, to see who you're going to depend on, who are your real priorities are. Is it your fellow man who can't help you? There was not a single 400 people, and not one of them he could have borrowed anything from. I just love this verse. It says, everyone was in distress. But let me show you something. These 400, look what God did with them. In the end, these people who were distressed, who had not a nickel to their name, who were discontent, they became David's mighty men. They were the ones who took over Israel, who were David's mighty men, who put the enemy to flight. The same people who started out with him in the cave of Adullam. This little old rock with a hole in it where nobody wanted to go, where no rich people were, no mighty men were. That's who God came and delivered and changed into the mighty men of David. All because they probably all started talking to themselves. They started to hear David said, oh, why is my soul cast down? Why am I so distressed? I will yet hope in God. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a praise offering. You better start talking to yourself. You know, this is not just in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, in 1 Corinthians 11:28, Paul says, but let a man examine himself to see whether he stand or fall. We have got to sometimes take stock of where we are in our relationship with God. We've got to start to examine where we are. We've got to really start to talk to ourselves. Lord, you know, I didn't do what I promised you that I was going to do. I said I was going to come to church faithfully and not be late, but I was late. You need to start to examine what you're doing, because that's what God is saying. We need to start to have a conversation with yourself. Don't wait for the pastor to come and preach to you. Preach to yourself. You could stand with me. Said I was going to be quick. See, David knew something. If you read that whole psalm in a modern translation, you might start to think, well, how could he be writing such a sad dirge? But I want to read it. I'm going to take some time here while you're standing. My wife says, I always preach better when you're standing. My wife says, I preach better when you're all standing. So just stand with me. I'll preach really good now. I promise. Here is the whole psalm. It's only about, I want to read it in a modern translation so you get where David was as he started to talk to himself. You know, you get to that place where you said, God, please, I need you right now. I'm longing for you because you're the only one that can deliver me. That's how David was feeling. He says, as a deer longs for streams of water, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. When can I go and stand? He was feeling at the end of his rope. He says, Lord, just take me now. I want to be in heaven. I'm tired of this place. Day and night, I have only tears for food. That's what David said, the great King David. Day and night, all I'm suffering is tears for food, while my enemies continually taunt me, saying, where is your God? You see what David went through? He had to talk to himself. Said, my heart is breaking as I remember how it used to be. He remembered the days when he first went to Saul's royal court. He said, he led praises. I walked among the crowds of worshipers, leading a great procession to the house of God, singing for joy and giving thanks amid the sound of great celebration. And now here I am in a cave with all these 400 men who've got nothing better, no money, no income, and I'm seemingly dying. He said, but listen, I remember the time when I was a worshiper. Then he says in this modern translation, why am I discouraged? Why is my heart so sad? But he says, no matter how I'm feeling now, I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again. I'm going to come out of this cave. I'm not going to live in this cave. I'm coming out and I'm worshiping God. I will speak to myself. I will tell myself that he is my king. I am going to lift up the name. Hallelujah. He says, now I am deeply discouraged, but I will remember you. I will even from the distant Mount Hermon, the source of the Jordan. He's saying, I'm going to remember you. Verse 8, and I'm going to end with this. But each day the Lord pours his unfailing love upon me. Even though he's discouraged, he claims God's mercy and his grace. This is what we've got to do. Talk to ourselves. David's secret is even when he was down, he was saying, God pours his unfailing love upon me. And through each night, I sing his songs. I sing his songs. Even when I'm down, even though I'm in this cave with all these other people, I'm going to still sing his songs. I'm going to lift up his name because I know that one day I'm coming out of this cave. One day I'm going to be able to say I'm a worshiper and I will be outside of this cave. Hallelujah. You better talk to yourself. You may not have anybody who can help you but Jesus. Amen. All I can do is pray for you. But he can do more than that. He can deliver you. Amen. I can lift you up maybe in encouragement, but he is the only source. Hallelujah. He is the true source. And I'm telling you today, we need to speak to ourselves. We better say to ourselves, why, O soul, are you discouraged? I will yet hope in my deliverer. He is my redeemer. If you want to be whole, if you want to be delivered, just like the woman with the issue of blood, you better speak to yourself. She said, if I but touch him. Imagine if we could say that today. If you could say to yourself, if I can touch him, I shall be made whole. Whatever you're facing right now, you need to say that to yourself. Speak it. I've been saying that for months. If I but touch him. If I but touch him, I will be made whole. She couldn't tell anybody that because they would have arrested her because she shouldn't have been out because she was blood defiled. She was under the law. She was illegal to be out, so she couldn't tell anybody. So you know who she had to tell? She had to speak to herself and God. If I but touched him. And the moment she touched him, it wasn't Jesus. He didn't say, I healed you. He said, who touched me? When you touch God with faith, something will happen. When you touch him with faith, something will happen. Deliverance will happen. Healing will happen. Miracles will happen. Who touched me? Master, there's a crowd. Everybody's touching you. No, this touch was different. This touch was special. This touch had faith behind it. Someone talked to themselves. Someone said, if I touch him, I shall, not maybe, I shall be delivered. We need to get to that place where we have the faith to say, if I touch him, to speak to ourselves. David, even when he was down, said, even though my soul is cast down, I will hope. I'm closing this service. I'm not closing God's presence. Can't do that. We need to get to the place where you will speak to yourself. When you wake up tomorrow, speak to yourself. Tell yourself, I'm going to be delivered. I'm coming out of this cave, all this distress and debt and discontent. Pastor may not be able to help me, but there is one who can. I'm coming out of this cave. There was a day when David left the cave. And instead of calling these people distressed, debt-ridden, they became David's mighty men. Isn't that amazing? These 400 men became the core of his leadership for all of Israel. All these people who were in this cave with him. That shows you the power of the God we serve. What we have to say is, oh my soul, why art thou cast down? Ask it as a question. Why art thou cast down? Don't you know you have been anointed? Don't you know you've been filled with the Spirit? Why art thou cast down? I'm going to touch him today. I'm not leaving here till I touch him. I'm going to go through the press. I don't care about the crowd. I don't care if they think I'm crazy. Because it's the determined people that get the deliverance. Hallelujah. These altars are open. We're closing this service. Whatever cave you're in, you can come out. You can become the mighty man. You can be delivered. The Bible said David encouraged himself. That's what it said. David encouraged himself. Encouraged himself. That's what we got to do. Remember where you were called from. Remember the anointing. Remember the infilling. Remember the infilling. Bible says David encouraged himself. You better talk to yourself. Better talk to yourself. Even if they think you're crazy, better talk to yourself. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you right now for your mercy and grace. We thank you, Lord, because we are going to be crazy for you. Lord, we don't care what this world thinks. But Lord, if you will pour out that anointing once more, Lord, if you will just cover us once more, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We come to you today. We want to come out of that cave, Lord Jesus. We want to seek your face with our whole heart. Lord, we want a renewal, a revival. Oh, hallelujah. We want our soul redeemed. Lord, we are tired of this world. Lord, we seek your face. We seek deliverance. We seek healing. Hallelujah. And we are going to speak to ourselves. Lord, we thank you right now, and we give you all the praise and the glory.